So you have a Deadpool 2 script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Awesome. People really love the jokes of the first one.
Oh yeah, I know. And that's actually why we're gonna redo a lot of them, but slightly different.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, like, people really liked when Wade had a baby hand in the first one, right?
Yeah.
So now he's gonna have baby legs.
That is slightly different.
And he's also gonna have some baby junk, if you know what I mean.
Oh, baby junk is tight.
Nope, don't say that.
What?
Was that last word gonna be tight?
I was gonna say tight.
Yeah, so definitely don't say that about baby junk.
Alright, so what other jokes are we gonna do?
There's a lot of pop culture stuff, like this kid is gonna say that Negasonic Teenage Warhead looks like Justin Bieber.
Don't pop culture references in movies age pretty badly?
You wanna talk about aging badly, talk to Richard Dean Anderson.
I don't even get that reference right now.
Well, I think people are really gonna love these pop culture jokes. Like, for example, Deadpool is gonna ask if dubstep is still popular in the future.
Is dubstep even popular today?
I don't know.
Well, let's hope it is, or that joke's already outdated.
Oh yeah, hope so.
Well, it sounds like there's definitely a lot of humor.
I mean, in general, my strategy is to throw thousands and thousands of jokes at the audience, and maybe a couple of them will stick.
Fair enough. Fingers crossed.
And Deadpool's gonna think they're all really funny, so that's all that matters.
Is having so many jokes gonna undercut any dramatic moments we try to have?
You're damn right it will.
And is he gonna break the fourth wall some more?
Oh yeah, if you thought he broke the fourth wall a lot in the first movie, it's gonna be nuts in this one.
Wow.
He's just gonna keep breaking it and breaking it and breaking it.
That is great.
Just non-stop fourth wall breaking. You're gonna love it especially.
Sorry, who are you talking to exactly?
What? Oh, I was just talking to your intern over there.
Should I go?
Yeah, Kevin, you don't need to be here for this.
Okay, gotcha. I'll get out of your hair.
Thanks. So what actually happens in the movie? Like, what's up with Vanessa?
Well, I read some reviews of the first movie that said that Vanessa was kinda just used as a plot device.
Right, I read that too.
And so I did that again.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and also she dies.
Wow, that is harsh.
Yeah, well, she had to die so she could kinda drive Wade's motivation in the movie.
What's the motivation?
He can't join her in the afterlife until his heart's in the right place or something.
That's pretty vague.
Yeah, people get really vague when they die, I guess.
Interesting.
So yeah, Deadpool's gonna get super sad and depressed.
Oh, a depressed Deadpool is what the people wanna see.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be real bummed out.
Very fun to watch.
So anyway, the whole movie we're gonna have Wade try to protect this little boy Russell who wants to kill his evil headmaster.
Okay.
And they're both gonna end up getting arrested and going to jail.
Oh, it's gonna be hard to protect him in jail.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, he and the kid are gonna get put in the same cell, so that works out nicely.
Now that's not how jail works.
Well, that's how they work in my scripts, because I gotta move the plot forward.
No offense, but it seems a little lazy.
Oh, well, at a certain point, I'm gonna have Deadpool make a joke about lazy writing, so...
Oh, so it's okay then, never mind.
Exactly. So then this time-traveling mutant named Cable is gonna come back because he wants to kill Russell.
Why does he want to kill him?
Because Russell's gonna do some bad stuff in the future.
So a guy travels back in time to stop a kid with special powers because he's gonna do something bad in the future?
Exactly.
Sounds a lot like the plot of Looper.
Yeah, Looper's great.
Looper is great. I'm glad we're making it again.
Anyway, so Deadpool has this collar on that stops his powers from working, and we're gonna say it would take a grenade to take this thing off.
Oh, wow, so it's gonna be hard for him to get out of that.
Actually, no, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Wade's gonna fall from, like, a story up, and it's just gonna break off.
That is convenient.
Uh-huh, and so then Cable and Deadpool are gonna go flying out of the prison, and Deadpool's gonna fall off a cliff into a frozen lake.
Cable doesn't fall?
No, he stops himself before the cliff.
So he's gonna go right back into the prison and kill Russell?
No, he's gonna leave.
Why would he do that?
Because the movie has to keep going.
But Cable is still right next to the prison and the one guy guarding the kid is gone.
That's right.
So he could just step inside and finish the job with little to no opposition.
Yeah, but instead he's gonna leave.
Interesting choice, I guess.
So then Weasel and Deadpool are gonna put together a team of heroes to stop a prison transport and save Russell.
Okay.
And then Cable's gonna interrogate Weasel and find out about the convoy.
How did he know that Weasel existed or that he would know what the plan was?
I don't know. Time travel? We're not gonna explain it.
Fair enough. Anyway, you mentioned the lazy writing thing, so we're good.
Right, so anyway, one of the characters on Deadpool's team is named Domino.
Oh, what's her deal?
Well, she's lucky, and she's gonna be in the movie.
She's not gonna have an arc or anything?
Not really. I kinda try to tack one on at the end, but other than that, she's kinda just there.
But her powers are gonna be cool?
But her powers are gonna be cool.
And what about Negasonic Teenage Warhead? What's her role in the movie?
Oh, her role in the movie is that she's also gonna be in the movie.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah, so anyway, the attack on the prison transport's gonna get messy, and they're gonna end up releasing the Juggernaut, who then rips Wade in half, which leads to the baby junk scene.
Baby junk is tight.
Please stop trying to say that sentence.
Well, alright then.
So then Cable's gonna show up like, Deadpool, I need your help to stop the Juggernaut, and also once Russell kills the headmaster, he gets a taste for blood.
Oh, so Cable's like a good guy now.
Yeah, kind of.
Ah, sometimes movies have twists.
That's right, they do.
So how does the movie end?
Well, Deadpool's gonna show Russell that he cares about him by putting on a collar and saying, if you're gonna kill someone today, it's gotta be me.
That doesn't make any sense. Wouldn't Russell just kill him and then kill the headmaster anyway?
Right, but then Cable's gonna try to shoot Russell, and Deadpool's gonna dive in front of the bullet to show he cares.
Oh, so you just needed a vague reason for Wade to have the collar on when that happened.
Exactly.
Once again, it's great you included that lazy writing joke. It's really gonna save our butts.
Oh yeah, so then Colossus is gonna go to take the collar off of Wade, but Wade's gonna stop him and die.
Powerful stuff.
But then Cable's gonna use his final time travel thing to save Wade's life because he saw something in the future or something.
If Cable wanted to save him, why didn't they try to get the collar off? Why did he use his last slide?
Oh, so Cable can be around in the sequel.
Very smart.
And then in the credits, we're gonna have a scene where Wade gets the time travel thing fixed and he goes to save Vanessa's life.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so she's alive now.
Won't that make the entire movie feel like it was pointless to watch?
Maybe.
Is he gonna do anything else with the time travel thing?
I mean, I could definitely come up with some stuff.
Oh yeah, and have fun with it, you know? Absolutely nothing is off limits here.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting.
Hope you liked it.
If you did like it, be sure to like it, maybe share it on Facebook and on Twitter. Tell your friends. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies I should make pitch meetings for. And let me know what you thought of Deadpool 2. Thanks for watching and check back soon for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.